kisa for both of fruity. Baku kata kata uza kata pali mfuzi. Yesterday kubawa party give the lion juicy. I'll be back boy in two piece monga fruity. And when I get back we get and go lovey dovey. We about to turn to one of the
good company. Great music. Phoenix FM. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
This is a story of legacy and growth. This is a story of Jacob Chunga and his food processing company, Jaja Farms Limited, a company that values healthy eating. It's a story of becoming one of the greats in the food processing industry. At Absa, we are proud to provide Jacob with the right tools for his growth through our tailored SME financial support. We see your story and invite you to write it with us. Your story matters, Absa.
Paramount Chief Mpazeni dies. Ministry of Health confirms no Ebola in Zambia as two suspected cases test negative. In global news, parents of Kenya school fire victims await official identification. Good evening. With the evening news, my name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Paramount Chief Mpazeni of Zangoni-speaking people in Eastern Province has died. The Paramount Chief passed away this morning around 10 hours, bringing to an end a significant chapter in the history of one of Zambia's largest traditional kingdoms. Senior Chief Nzamani of Zangoni people has announced the death of Chief Mpazeni and said further details will be revealed in due course.
Mjene wachingoni natini muzisheni ila angalachona ingosia makosi atisia nuli ila ndipo na vana vao wose oli ila natini muzisheni ichi tupanga panga vauti tuone mtinga chitile ti muzisheni so chiti wele.
The Ministry of Health has confirmed that there is no Ebola outbreak in Zambia, even as the country heightens surveillance following a public health emergency of international concern declared by the World Health Organization, WHO, over outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary, Donor Coordination, Dr. George Senyangwe, states that while Zambia could be at higher risk because of cross-border activities with the Democratic Republic of Congo, no Ebola outbreak has been recorded. Dr. Sinyangwe said that Zambia has only recorded two suspected cases, both of which tested negative for Ebola after laboratory testing. In terms of preparedness measures, Dr. Sinyangwe said government is using a whole-of-government and society approach under the stewardship of the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit to stop the entry of Ebola into Zambia. He says Zambia has developed screening tools and protocols already in use at ports of entry and for people within the country presenting with Ebola-like symptoms. Dr. Sinyangwe adds that government is working with WHO, US CDC, Africa CDC and the African Development Bank to increase availability of medical countermeasures, including diagnostics, supportive treatment and personal protective equipment. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested Hamanyanga Hamanyanga, a member of the Wide Development Committee, WDC, for corrupt practices involving 200,000 kwacha. Mr. Hamanyanga, 32, of Kishitu Compound in Mulovezi District, Western Province, has been charged with one count of failure to disclose interest, contrary to paragraph 5 of the schedule to the Constituency Development Fund Act number 11 of 2018. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, has disclosed that investigations by the Commission revealed that between 1st January 2024 and 31st January 2024, Hamanyanga, being a member of the CDF committee at Mulovezi Town Council, failed to disclose his interest in a law and empowerment application involving his brother's company, Hantulu Hamanyanga, Transport and General Dealers. Ms. Chisanga says the suspect further participated in the consideration, discussion and recommendation for the award of an empowerment loan amounting to 200,000 kwacha to the said company. In a statement, Ms. Chisanga says the suspect has since been released on bond and will appear in court soon. Republican Progressive Party President and UPND Alliance spokesperson Leslie Chikuse has called for absolute clarity on the law and a serious reflection on political loyalty as the country heads to the August polls. Mr. Chikuse has raised concern with what he terms a dangerous misconception regarding Article 51 of the Constitution, which clearly states that any individual who belongs to a political party but wishes to contest the election as an independent must resign from their party at least 2 months before the election date. He notes that with August 13 fast approaching, time is running out, and missing this deadline by any of the independent aspirants means disqualification. In a statement, Mr. Chikuse also urged politicians and aspiring leaders to weigh ambition against loyalty. In other news, Senior Chief Mboroma of Luwano and Mukushi District in Central Province has called for peaceful campaigns as the country heads to the general elections. The traditional leader said that while people may differ in opinion and political preference, such differences should not lead to violence or physical attacks. Speaking during the 2026 Luwano District Agricultural and Commercial Show held at Twikatane Primary School Ground in Luwano District, Chief Mboroma stressed that politicians must take the lead in educating their supporters on the importance of maintaining peace during the campaign period. He added that peace is critical for development and urged all stakeholders to uphold law and order as elections draw near. We take a break. We'll return shortly with Global Stories.
From analog to digital. To digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
East of them rising for 30 years.
In global news, anguished parents have been gathering at Utumishi Girls School in central Kenya since Thursday for news of their daughters following a suspected arson attack that killed 16 pupils. Frustrated by the long wait as students were held back on the premises, they are demanding answers from the authorities as to the whereabouts and identities of their children. The fire in the early hours of Thursday morning tore through the upper floor of a dormitory at the boarding school, which had 135 bunk beds. We have more from the BBC on other stories.
The head of the World Health Organization, who's in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is due to travel to the remote northeastern province of Ituri, the center of the current Ebola outbreak. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is aiming to spearhead efforts to contain the virus. Scientists have trialed a test that can distinguish between breast cancer patients who need chemotherapy and those who do not. The results suggest millions of women could safely avoid chemotherapy, sparing them its toxic side effects. The BBC has learned that Ukraine is using a new generation of AI-powered drones to step up its attacks on Russian targets. The operation has seen an increase in strikes against vehicles and logistical hubs in occupied southern Ukraine.
To end the Phoenix News, the headlines once again. Paramount Chief Mpazeni dies. Ministry of Health confirms no Ebola in Zambia as two suspected cases test negative.